Mix 98.9, Youngstown's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. All right, so I was sharing with you a few moments ago about an interview I just did with Stuart Townsend. He's the star of a new film called Grace and Grit. And you're probably saying to yourself, what is it? Well, it's a love story, but it's a different love story. It's intense. It's about life and it's about death and how two people come to accept. And let's just take a little listen.
You're gathered here today being bound not only as lovers, but as souls.
I've been searching for you for 100 lifetimes.
Has anyone in your family had breast cancer?
Not that I know of.
And so, like, this is gonna save the day now, Ken.
And then it gets really intense. So I wanted to share with you an interview I just did with Stuart Townsend because I had to ask him, I go, what was it like working on a movie this intense? So, Stuart, first of all, a pleasure speaking with you. And I got to tell you, just watching the trailer of this movie, Grace and Grit, gave me chills. This is a very intense love story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I had a friend of mine say, oh, my God, I cried just at the trailer. Well, so I don't know.
Well, that's kind of how I felt. I looked at that and went, oh, my gosh. I mean, there's love stories, and then there's love stories. And this seems to be that. The story in and of itself, when you read the script, is that what you said, I've got to do this? What went through your mind?
Yeah, you know, the story is it's an intense story, but I have to say it's not a conventional love story, that's for sure, because this couple, Ken Wilber's a great American philosopher, and he met his wife, Treya. He likes to say there was love at first touch, but they immediately fell in love. They felt like they'd known each other for lifetimes before. And before even the honeymoon, she gets cancer. And so they go down that journey for the next 5 years, and that's really the brunt of this story. And witnessing the transformation of his wife, Treya, you know, who goes along this journey of hope and despair, and really at the end, really having such admiration and respect for her. And I guess it's not a conventional love story, because most of the time, boy meets girl, they have some obstacles to overcome, and then they walk off into the sunset. Whereas this really is more a story about letting go.
She wrote this story, right? This is from her notes.
What's incredible is that they were both very evolved people, very conscious people, and she had kept a journal through all of this. But what started to happen was, as it became clearer that she was only going one way, that's when she really started journaling and really wanted to basically help other people go through what she's going through, because she had this psychological ability to convey what was happening in a way that maybe most people don't. So she took copious notes, and then at the end she really promised Ken to please, you know, write a book, and he did immediately. And it's such an extraordinary book, because you've got her brilliant mind and then his brilliant mind. He's sort of narrating and also talking about his own personal journey from his perspective. It's an extraordinary book. And then Sebastian Siegel, the filmmaker, he's a huge fan of Ken. I think Ken really has changed his life. And he was the guy to do it, because he was really able to convey the sort of eternal love that is created because of this journey they go through together. Really, by the end of it, it's not about death. It's actually about eternal life and eternal love and being okay, completely just letting go and surrendering, which is sort of the grace part of it. So, yeah, it's a pretty unusual love story.
And what you guys did with it, I mean, just from the trailer, it seems that he really paid honor to that couple and that couple's love. How did you feel? All is said and done. Are you extremely proud? You've got to be.
Yeah, honestly, it is. It is a movie I'm very proud of, yes. And I don't get to say that too often. So it's, as actors, we oftentimes we take roles because we want to work and we want to make money, but you know, it's not that often where you're deeply, deeply passionate about a film. And I think all of us, Mina and Francis, we had an amazing cast around us. I think we all just felt very honored to be a part of this particular story.
Well, how was your relationship with Mina through this? There seems to be an instant connection on screen.
you know, we didn't really get any rehearsal time, so we were kind of thrown in it together. And Sebastian, thankfully, he actually shot quite chronologically. So we did a lot of the earlier kind of falling in love, romance, sunny days kind of stuff in the beginning. Mm. And then more of the later, more tough scenes towards the end, which was great. So in a way, me and Mina had our own journey as actors. In the beginning, I mean, it was a very intense shoot. And I think, particularly for Mina, you know, we play very different roles. I mean, she's the one going through it, and I'm the one sort of taking care of her. So it was very interesting. I mean, it was just sort of like being in a pressure chamber, I think, for both of us. We were always working together. We actually shot the last scene of the movie last. And that was a scene, I've never really had a scene like that in my career with her. And with Sebastian, at the end of it, we were on the bed, and Sebastian came in, and he lay down on top of us and hugged both of us, and there was a lot of tears and letting out, like just release, and there was a lot of, it just felt very special, and me and Mina had a very, very deep connection by the end of that film.
And I am convinced the audience is going to feel that same love and that same emotion when they leave. Does it end up being very uplifting, though?
I personally think it's a very uplifting film. I mean, you can still be in tears and feel uplifted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it was a very real story because it happened. And so I think, you know, it's not really a fantasy. It's reality. And reality is painful, but reality is also beautiful. So it's that kind of movie where, you know, there is no fantasy. There's no happy ending. But there is a beautiful ending where, you know, they've moved beyond this, the fear of death and what that brings. And that, to me, is very hopeful. And I think people who are going through this kind of situation, which unfortunately many people are, I think it'll be a beautiful film for them, and they'll find solace in it, for sure.
Well, Stuart, I would love to talk more with you. I look forward to watching the full version, not just the trailer. And I wish you all the best with this and in all of your future endeavors. Thank you so much for the interview this morning.
Thank you very much.
And again, the film is called Grace and Grit. It opened in theaters. It's on digital and on demand right now. Thank you for allowing me to share that with you this